Connecting Community on Cairns FM 89.1. Brian Cassie has spent his life as a photographer, and currently at the beautiful Heritage Courthouse Gallery, Brian has his latest photographic exhibition on display, A Photographer's Life, Part 2. Brian, tell me about your latest exhibition.
A Photographer's Life, Part 2. Obviously, it follows on from A Photographer's Life, Part 1. Photographer's Life Part 1 was an exhibition in Cairns and Sydney back in 2017. And that documented my career as a photographer from the age of 11 and started off with a photograph from my first ever roll of film and documented my teenage years where I began taking photographs for money through to my career in the media industry. It was extremely well received and there was always going to be a part two. Part two is slightly different from part one in that part one was largely media work. Part two is a lot more of my own personal observations, work that I've organised myself, self-funded, and not so much media assignments from publications.
What is it about the art of photography, Brian, that has kept you sort of captured by this art form for your life?
It constantly changes. It's fascinating. You're always in different places. You're always facing new challenges. You're always meeting new people. You're always in fascinating situations. And it's extremely rewarding. But don't tell anybody else.
What does it mean to you to be a photographer?
Well, the photojournalism side of the thing is one side that I love, that and portraiture. Photojournalism over the years has had the most important place in society and around the planet. Its function was to show the truth of the ills and the good things that befall the planet. And if you like, it's to keep governments, organisations and people honest. That is very rewarding. Sadly, that's been a little bit warped over the last few years, but it's still the most important function in keeping the planet on the straight and narrow.
Your role is to capture something that is just like, this is it, this is what you're seeing now is the essence of what is actually going on. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, when I've got the photojournalism hat on, for sure, that is the case, yes. We aim to tell the truth of what is happening in front of us, and there is a very good reason for that, because there's a lot of people out there that try and warp reality.
With regards to your exhibition, The Photographer's Life Part 2, what's your favourite, I mean, I suppose they're all favourites, but what would you see as one of your favourite pieces of work that you've got on display?
They all become your babies, your best work, you know. When you take an image and you sort of realise that's something a little bit special, you know, it sticks. And there's some in this exhibition which I'm really, really fond of. But by the same token, I ask people at the exhibition, what's your favourite? And get the same answer. It's so varied. And the reasons for people having a favourite image in the exhibition are so varied. It's really interesting. But come down and see it. You'll find your own favourite.
Is your work mainly with faces or is it landscapes? Does it vary?
There's a lot of faces. There's a lot of portraiture in this exhibition. But having said that, the portrait, there's always a story behind the portrait. So from that aspect, it's sort of part photojournalism, part portraiture. The stories are really touching in some of these photographs. Apparently, I wasn't there at the time, but I've got a little wall where some of the sad pictures reside. And apparently the other day there was a woman in there that one of the gallery staff went up to her. She had tears rolling down her face. She said, "These are beautiful but sad." So to get that reaction is magic.
Your exhibition lasts for how long?
Well, sadly, it wraps up on December the 11th. So on Tuesdays to Saturdays in the meantime, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day.
And you've got an afternoon exhibition walkthrough on which you'll be guiding people who come along on Saturday the 4th of December from 2
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah, I've had lots of requests for, you know, people who have been to the exhibition and they've got questions. So I'll be there. There's 37 pieces on the walls. They're going to talk about them and answer questions.
photographer Brian Cassie about his latest exhibition, A Photographer's Life, Part 2, at the Heritage Courthouse Gallery. You've been listening to Connecting Community on Cairns FM 89.1.